You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Ford Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by our Fort Stewart Transition Assistance Program team. Today, we're going to talk about their upcoming job fairs for 2025. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And so I know we have a lot to cover, but before we do, could you guys share a little bit more about yourselves, introduce yourselves, and your role in TAP?
Hi, I'm Lafie Randolph. I'm a Transition Services Specialist here at Fort Stewart. I served 12 years in the Army. I just medically retired in 2022. Now I am here working for the TAP program, and I love my job and what I do.
Hi, I'm Kenyatta Thomas. I'm the Transition Services Specialist at the Hunter Army Airfield. I'm a veteran as well. Served 5 years at Fort Bragg. The whole term. So I'm back and just kind of giving back, which was given to me, and a little bit more. If you know about our program, you'll learn a little more, but thank you for having us.
And I'm Derek Walker. I'm also a Transition Service Specialist here on Fort Stewart. I am a retired Army. I've been in the TAP program for about 12 years, so I, like Ms. Kenyatta said, this has given me the opportunity to give back to the service members that are transitioning, because we know how that time is with them as far as anxieties and stresses. So we the three of us are trying to make that as easy as possible when they make that transition.
Awesome, thank you guys so much. Just for those out there who don't know, do you want to explain what TAP is?
TAP, it depends on when you got out, it's all the same, but if you got out in the 90s, it may have been ACAP. If you got out in early 2000, it may have been SFL TAP. Well, now we are just TAP, which is the Transition Assistance Program, and we are the program that each and everyone has to kind of come through before they exit out the military. We assist those service members with education, with employment opportunities, with
entrepreneurship,
trades, right? And we have a wonderful program called the Career Skills Program. So we're just there to help them do that transition into civilian spectrum and be successful when they're doing so.
Great. So these job fairs that are coming up, can you guys tell us more?
Yes, so we're hosting 4 job fairs for the fiscal year 2025. The first one will be here at Fort Stewart at Club Stewart from the hours of 11 to 2. On April 24th is the first one. The second one will be on Hunter Army Airfield at Tomanac Gym between 11 to 2 on June 12th. The third one will be August 27th, also at Tomanac Gym, 11 to 2 on Hunter Army Airfield. And the last one will be at Fort Stewart on the 24th of September at Club Stewart, 11 to 2.
She got it.
So who are they open to? And is there anything that people should bring along with them when they go to them?
It's open to the public. Our main focus is kind of on the service members that are transitioning, but their spouses, any dependents, contractors that are at their own base. We've reached out to several national and federal agencies to participate as employers, so hopefully we have a good showing, but yeah, it's open to the public.
And is there anything that they should maybe bring with them, or how can they prepare themselves best to have a good experience?
So we're also hosting resume writing classes. We have an advanced resume class and a federal resume class. We would hope that they come to the class so we can help better prepare them, write their resumes. We encourage them to wear business professional attire, business casual, or a clean, serviceable uniform if they're going to be in uniform during that time.
Right, we're asking no pajama bottoms, slides, and bonnets.
Gotcha, yes, put your best step forward.
That's right.
And if the soldiers are close to really getting out, we really want them to come dressed for success, as mentioned, with their resumes. There may be some opportunities where they might be interviewing on the spot for positions.
Yeah. And another thing that we haven't advertised, but if anybody's going to our program or have been through our program in the past, we're here to help them as well. So Mr. Walker mentioned it's open to the public. So if you are a transitioning former transitioning service member, you're able to still take part and come and do those resume workshops. And if you just don't think that maybe you have the skills to do interviewing, we're here for that too, to do mock interviews. So again, we're here to help those who have went through the program in the past and those who are actually getting ready to go through it.
For those who want to do the resume classes and things like that, how do they find out when those are?
Well, they can follow our Fort Stewart Facebook page and our LinkedIn Fort Stewart Hunter tap pages, where we constantly give updates on what trainings, what classes, courses, and tips and tricks for a better preparation for the job fairs.
Great. Awesome. What can one expect to experience at this job fair?
Well, we would like to think we would expect them to be able to see and touch a lot of employers in not only in the region but national employers as well.
Right.
Again, for those who are transitioning, we want to set them up for success to be able to interact with these employers and be able to possibly get an interview on the spot, or be able to at least get a face-to-face with the companies and be able to network that way and to be able to be successful when they do transition.
So for some of our past job fairs that we've had, as Mr. Walker said, they do on the spot, and we've actually had people get hired there. So we want them to, even if they don't know if they're staying in this area, to come out and get involved. The best way to do that is to come to the job fair to mm-hmm. find out what employers are there. And Ms. Laffey mentioned going to our Facebook page. We will be updating that periodically throughout the process of all four of the job fairs, doing a list of the employers that will be there. So we want them to be able to go onto our Facebook page, see those employers, and then go and do some research on your own and see if there are companies that you're interested in, and you can see what positions they may have. So when the actual job fair is there, guess what? You're going to be able to have a resume and have that experience on paper that you can show them that, look, I've done my research, I've done your homework. And you may not even be getting out of the military soon, but you know that you are preparing to do that. We want those individuals to still come out and take a part of that, so then you can see what's going on, what type of industries are out there, who's hiring, what states, you know, what location, what different things are happening. And it just gives you the opportunity to speak. You maybe learned about an elevator pitch that you may want to throw out there and see how that's working for you. And again, give out your resumes, see who's calling you back. And even if you're not ready, we're asking the employers to kind of keep in mind that some of our service members who go through the program will not be getting out actually tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They may need 13 months, you know, before they actually get out. But keep in contact with them and have that communication, letting them know that, look, we have your resume, maybe follow up with us later, and maybe opportunities will still be there.
That's a good bit of information. Thank you. Yeah. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we go?
I would like to add, as a recently transitioned service member, that things might be scary. There's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of going on in the world right now. But if you stay focused with what you want, TAP can provide all the resources and information to help make you successful, and that is what our job is, and we love doing our job.
That's a good perspective. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yes, and here on Fort Stewart, our TAP Academy is built in 526. We're open in normal business hours, so even if you're not transitioning or don't think you're in the window, still come by, check, say hi, you know, ask questions. We're here to give you the resources
That's right.
for your toolbox, so you'll be able to be successful. So just stop on by and say hi.
Yeah, and then again, we have this wonderful program, TAP. It's a wonderful program. It really is. And again, as I mentioned, it has developed and come a long way since I got out of the military. Lots of different things. As I mentioned, the Career Skills Program. We are definitely employing everybody to start our program on time so that they can start such thing as the Career Skills Program, which Mr. Walker kind of spearheads for us. So that program is good, you know, just to come out and speak with us, find out, don't wait to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of when they get into that that anxious that Ms. Walker was
panic
in.
Mode.
I was in that anxious, yeah. And so don't wait till the last minute. And we're here for you, like I said, even after you leave the gates, if you're staying in this area. And we also can give a warm handover and find somebody in another state if that's what you so choose as well. But definitely come out and just get the information that we have. We always, what's the thing, I messed this up, something about the water you can, but you can't make them drink, that thing. We have the tools, we have all those things for them to be successful, but we can't force it on them. Mm-hmm. Other than the program, it's a commander mandated program, but we can't force them to do it. But I tell you, they will not regret it. Actually, we got some numbers in for UCX about the employment rate, and veterans who are getting out of the military have a lower unemployment rate, and that's where we want to keep it. Again, our biggest focus with these job fairs, really we want to start calling them career fairs, is because we want them to get careers, not just jobs, mm-hmm. and be able to be successful.
I like that. I like that mindset switch from a job to a career. Yeah. Anything else?
So, yes. Lastly, our motto, the TAP motto, is to go early, go often. So this is kind of for the commanders. It is a mandated program. So please allow your soldiers to come early and go often.
Yeah.
And I would like to give a shout out to our fearless leader, Mr. Patrick Bean.
Yes.
Our Transition Services Manager here on Fort Stewart.
Shout out, Mr. Bean.
I would be remiss if we didn't include him as well.
So I know I learned a lot, and I hope our audience did too. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
One more thing. I'm so sorry, I forgot. On our flyers, you will see them posted around the installation at the commissary, at the PX, at the
2nd Brigade, all across the footprints.
Yeah, so you'll see these flyers. They kind of say 2025 National and Federal Job Fairs. Scan that QR code and get yourself registered. And I'm going to tell you why it's so important to get registered at the beginning, so that you won't have to stand in the line. We do have a wait, but if you have this code and you're ready to come in without having us wait for you to do the QR code and get registered and that stuff, save yourself that step, get registered at any of those locations. You'll see our little stands. Scan the QR code, get registered, come in and just walk right to the head of the line.
So registration is free.
Yes, free for everyone, free. And we look forward to you coming to this event and getting all that you can out of it. Yes.
All right, you guys heard it here first. It's been a pleasure, and I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Marne Report. See you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.